It's a tiny desk that's become a huge draw for some of the world's most famous musicians. I worked at NPR many years ago and recently returned to talk to the new host of the long-running concert series about why this unique format continues to resonate with so many. It's part of our arts and culture series, Canvas. So this is the tiny desk.
This is the tiny desk, and it's a tiny desk, it's a tiny space, it's a tiny everything.
Bobby Carter's new job is a big one, overseeing NPR's Tiny Desk Concerts. Launched in 2008, this wildly popular series has racked up billions of views on YouTube, along the way convincing some of music's biggest names to play a stage like no other.
I just decided to kind of take this as an opportunity to show you guys how the songs sounded when I first wrote them.
These intimate, stripped-down performances offer major stars like Taylor Swift the chance to showcase their talents in ways audiences rarely get to see.
When everyone believes you, what's that like?
She stepped behind the tiny desk in 2019.
This is weird as hell for me.
Or when rapper and auto-tune pioneer T-Pain showcased his real voice 5 years earlier.
Slow motion, oh, I'm so gone up strong. I don't know how I'm getting home later on, like I ain't even know.
In all, more than 1,000 artists have performed here, including Alicia Keys.
Sometimes I love you. Sometimes you make me blue.
And some you've maybe never heard of, like Chicago-based marching band Mukapatsa, who somehow fit more than 20 musicians behind the tiny desk. The performances happen in front of an audience made up of mostly NPR staffers inside its Washington, D.C. headquarters.
We should say this really is an office space. This is NPR's office space.
You'd be surprised how many people don't realize that. So we forewarn them. You're walking into a regular office. This is just a desk. The acoustics aren't great. So rehearse, because it's different. Yeah. And then go straight into it.
Carter leads a team of producers, videographers, and sound engineers who film performances about 3 times a week, including a recent one with jazz pianist Bob James, who played alongside DJ Jazzy Jeff and rapper Talib Kweli.
Are the rules still the same for people who want to perform a tiny desk?
Yes. We always let them know that this is unlike what they're used to doing on stage. There are no bells and whistles and tricks. What you hear and what you see is what you get, but intimacy is still the key. That won't ever change.
But change did come for Tiny Desk in October, when longtime director and series co-founder Bob Boylan retired.
When Talib starts rapping, everybody just come down just a tad.
Bobby Carter, who's been at NPR for 24 years and who's been producing these concerts for a decade, was promoted last month.
How do you see Tiny Desk evolving under your leadership?
We can continue to evolve by just not touching this. Of course, we can grow in many ways, but it's more so how do we maintain the essence of what we're doing.
That has always been a challenge, but never more so than during the pandemic, Carter says. As concert venues across the country, including the Tiny Desk, shut down, he worried he might soon be out of a job.
I need you all night. Come on, dance with me. I'm levitating.
But several artists, including many from around the world, like British pop star Dua Lipa and Spanish singer Say Tangana, came to the rescue, filming home concerts.
Those home shows, like, not only did they help us sustain, but it really helped us grow.
You ready, baby?
Now back in person, the Tiny Desk looks and feels as cluttered as ever.
Justin Timberlake recently left his megaphone.
In large part, Carter says, because of what artists, like rapper Juvenile, leave behind after they perform.
Juvenile's Juvie Juice, he sipped plenty of those. Pretty much everything you see back here has a story. Megan Thee Stallion left her stallion, Gary Clark Jr.'s sweat rag.
Yeah.
Our centerpiece for the whole desk is that brick bear. Bob Weir from the Grateful Dead left that.
The most recent addition, a cue card from Saturday Night Live's spoof of the series.
Hey guys. Hi. Yeah, can we be quiet, please? Some of us are working.
It's classic.
Artists have around 15 to 20 minutes to express themselves as they wish in a space that holds only 200 people.
I think I'm gonna need some help again.
And Carter says the planning for these concerts can be months in the making, especially before the series welcomed legendary R&B singer Babyface last year. No one but you,
babe. Usually, we're just talking to the teams, the representatives, the producer. His assistant got on and said, hey, we got Babyface right here, ready to talk. I'm like, what, bro? He was like, hey, I want to get behind the desk. I'm going to have three background singers, all of which you know, and I'm going to get behind the desk and I'm going to run through all the hits. That show was a flex. But also, he flexed on the time because he went way over. But who the hell is going to tell Babyface to stop?
Back again, Tiny Desk.
Tiny Desk has also long spotlighted up-and-coming artists. Since 2014, the series has hosted the Tiny Desk Contest, which invites unsigned musicians to perform original songs at a desk of their choosing. Winners like Galen Lee have a chance to play their own Tiny Desk concerts. You know I would've been, uh-huh. I could've been, you know I would've been. And some like Tank and the Bangas, who won the contest in 2017, have gone on to find commercial success. The New Orleans band was nominated for a Grammy as Best New Artist 2 years later. You make me want to leave the one I'm with. Start a new relationship with you, this is what you do. But even some of the biggest stars, like Usher, have used the Tiny Desk to reach new audiences.
I'm convinced that you can draw a line between Usher's resurgence and him booking that Super Bowl halftime show to his meme-making performance
100%.
Here at Tiny Desk.
I always say, someone like an Usher, they don't necessarily need us. He's Usher at the end of the day. But this definitely helped put some fire under what was going on.
Now, 16 years after the first Tiny Desk, Carter says he still respects any artist willing to perform here.
I salute each and every artist who's willing to be that vulnerable behind the desk, because it is not easy.
Who's on your personal wish list?
Oh, God, where's the camera? I'm talking to you, Sade. I'm talking to you, Beyonce, and Bruce Springsteen, and Kendrick Lamar. And that's why I'm so excited. I'm still excited about this, because there are so many artists who haven't taken their shot at this yet.
Bobby Carter, congratulations on your new role and continued success with Tiny Desk.
It's good to see you back here, G.
It's good to be back.
Yes, sir.